The body that you and I live in is something that we largely take for granted. It's just there. It's been there as long as we can remember, and sometimes we live as though it's going to go on forever. As life expectancy around the world increases, there's a dark cloud on the horizon. Sure, in most places, the fatal impact of the really big diseases have been dealt with. Smallpox and polio are no longer a thing. Malaria, more and more, is being mitigated through medication. When there's an outbreak of a contagious disease that can kill, health authorities mostly move quickly to contain it. Now, it's not perfect, but things are much, much better than they were. Yet cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and stroke, diabetes and cancer are skyrocketing out of control. Well, why is that? The answer's simple. The so-called Western diet, high in refined carbohydrates and bad fats, is quite plainly killing us. And that's a tragedy, because you and I have such an amazing body. Each second, your body produces 25 million new cells. Your heart pumps reliably 100,000 times a day, day after day, year after year. In just one square inch in the palm of your hand, you have about 9 feet of blood vessels, 600 pain sensors, 9,000 nerve endings, 36 heat sensors, and 75 pressure sensors. If I could string every piece of DNA in your body end to end, it would stretch to 250 round trips to the sun and back. Yeah, you are completely amazing. And why wouldn't you be? As the psalmist says to God in Psalm 139, "You formed the way I think and feel. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was." And yet there's every chance that the Western diet is killing you. Yesterday, what did you put in your mouth? Lots of healthy, colourful, tasty vegetables, some good olive oil and healthy, unprocessed meats, a few nuts perhaps for those 4 o'clock munchies, or a whole bunch of refined, processed, manufactured rubbish that cell by cell, organ by organ, limb by limb, is destroying this miraculous body that God's given you. Because we are what we eat, and eventually, something has to give. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.